Playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites, this is Jam FM time once again for Town Talk. Today, speaking with Claude Sampson, the vice chair of the cemetery committee. First of all, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Not a problem at all, Daniel.
So, we wanted to talk about an annual event. It's coming back very soon, the Ice Candle Celebration Day. I know there's a lot of excitement, but let's start by reminding people, what is the Ice Candle Celebration?
Well, the Ice Candle Celebration basically twofold. For one thing, it's a chance to have people think about their loved ones and want to pay tribute to their loved ones, especially this time of the year. And the second reason would be it's a fundraiser for the cemetery committee.
So when you say it's a fundraiser, what is it that they are supporting outside of the cemetery committee? What types of things?
Really, the funds are used for cemetery beautification. The municipality is responsible basically for the maintenance of the cemetery, but over and above that, any kind of beautification is really up to the committee. So the funds that we do raise, we put towards beautification. A couple of things come to mind is, one, the lights on the top of the post at the cemetery. We use the funds to purchase the lights. They're solar lights. And we're still working on a cemetery sign, which is going to basically, you'll be able to look at the sign and find a loved one that maybe you haven't, you know, been to Wawa for a long time and you're looking for somebody. You look at the sign and you'll be able to kind of get an address or an idea of where that person is laid to rest.
Very helpful, very user-friendly. Certainly nice to hear. Good idea. So let's talk a bit more about the Ice Candle Celebration. How has it been received over the past few years that it's been held?
It's been very well received. This is our 6th annual Ice Candle Celebration Day. So we've been doing it for the past 6 years, and the turnout has been great. And we're hoping for another great year. Again, just a reminder that the funds that we do receive for this are really going back to 100% back to the cemetery. Even though the municipality is very helpful to the committee, we do use these funds to make it a lot nicer than just maintaining it.
Okay, so how is it that people participate in the event?
Participate in the event, there are forms that were put out. Unfortunately, because of the postal strike, we couldn't do a mail drop this year, but the forms are laid out in quite a few areas around town. The municipal office is one, the Legion, I believe there's some at the community center, various places throughout the municipality. You pick up a form and fill in the form. The cemetery committee makes the ice candles. They're basically $8 if you come to the cemetery that day and pick up the candle and place it yourself, which you're more than welcome to do. Actually, just to give you another point on that, Daniel, we're planning on having, as we did last year, a bonfire and some hot chocolate for people that want to come out. We did get a good turnout last year and people enjoyed the hot chocolate and the bonfire, so we're planning on doing that again. If you choose or you can't make it out here to put the candle or to place the candle yourself, we have volunteers that'll place them for you. If you pick up and place it, it's $8. If the volunteer does it, it's $10.
Okay, as you mentioned, the forms are available in a few places in the community. I believe it's also on Facebook and the Wawa website as well. How do people place the actual order? Do they just bring it back to the municipal office?
Yes, they do. That's the easiest thing to do is fill in the form and bring it to the municipal office. The deadline for the forms being submitted is December 20th, and the ice candles are to be placed on December 29th between 4:30 and 5:30.
All right. And if anybody wants to learn more about the Ice Candle Celebration, what's happening, or what the cemetery committee does, what's the best way to get more information?
I'd say the best way to get more information would be through the municipality. Sue Lourd does a great job helping us out, and she's a bundle of information. Also, you can get information on the committee and on the Ice Candle Celebration through the members, which include Bill Chasson, Glennis Smith Moore, Jocelyn Bedard. We also have Joel Paddle, who is our municipal representative on the committee, and Valerie Carey from Carey Funeral Home, who supports us. The cemetery committee is even looking for some volunteers for future years.
All right. Well, thank you. And again, you said the 20th is the deadline for those orders.
And unfortunately, I've now just been informed that the Ice Candle Celebration Day is being deferred due to expected mild weather, which is bad for the ice candles, unfortunately. The order deadline is still tomorrow, Friday the 20th. However, the new date for the event itself has not been set. Stay tuned for further details. We'll certainly have it here on Jam FM.